The Ukrainian ambassador to New Zealand, Vasil Miroshnichenko, had cross-party meetings with local political leaders yesterday, and he joins us now to discuss those. Welcome, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who did you meet and what was discussed?
Look, I had a very great meetings yesterday. I met Minister of Defense. I met the Speaker of the Parliament. I had a great session with members of Parliament, which was hosted by, it was bipartisan meeting. There were maybe 15 members of Parliament from different parties who attended a lunch meeting. And then I had a great meeting with Minister Foreign Affairs Mahuda in the afternoon. So yesterday was a very productive day for me, given that it was my first day on the job. I just presented my credentials on Wednesday, and I was very pleased to have this opportunity to engage directly with the politicians in New Zealand.
Do you feel that New Zealand has offered enough support to Ukraine?
I'm very thankful for the support that New Zealand is sending Ukraine. During the last phone call between the Prime Minister and the President Zelensky, at the end of June, President Zelensky had an opportunity to thank the Prime Minister for all the support that New Zealand is sending. It's military assistance, non-lethal aid, assistance with logistics, with training, humanitarian relief support that has been provided. Of course, the war is brutal in Ukraine. Our losses are huge. Many people get killed and wounded on a daily basis. The destruction is enormous. So we need more support from New Zealand as well as from all our allies who are out there. And we'd be very thankful if there is more support in military sense or non-lethal that could be provided, because just the scale and the magnitude of destruction is just huge.
New Zealand still hasn't expelled the Russian ambassador. Is that something you still would like to see happen?
Look, I'm not in a position to provide any comment on this. It's up to the government of New Zealand to decide what they're going to do with the Russian ambassador here. But look, what's important for me is important that I'm accredited now to New Zealand and I have an opportunity to engage directly with different stakeholders here in the government and business and civil society. And this is what I intend to do.
In terms of trade, as I understand it, you want a move for New Zealand to lift tariffs or duties on Ukrainian goods. Tell us about that.
Look, I haven't yet mentioned that on an official level, that yes, absolutely, and this is something that, for instance, Australia has offered Ukraine, which was a 12-month period where no duties are imposed on any imports from Ukraine, and perhaps the government of New Zealand could also consider providing that. Of course, at this stage, our trade is still very humble. And we have been actually primarily buying products from New Zealand. Ukraine enjoys and loves wine from New Zealand, some food products, meat and fruit, which been reaching the Ukrainian market in the past. I'm not sure how the global supply chains work now, and if that is still provided, that Ukraine loves products from New Zealand. But of course, New Zealand has been also buying some of the vegetable oils and maybe some of the steelworks and some other items out there. And if New Zealand could consider lifting those tariffs temporarily, at least that would help more businesses from Ukraine to export to New Zealand. But actually, as we move forward, I would be very keen to engage and start in negotiations on the free trade agreement, which we could eventually sign with New Zealand as we move forward.
Thanks for your time this morning and congratulations on your new posting. That's Vasil Miroshnichenko, who is the Ukrainian ambassador to New Zealand.